Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin. We left off in the middle of Sif Dalet. We are up to the Ramah on the top line of page 202. The Ramah says, Yesh omrim she'enu chayiv levarich midaraisa im lo shasa v'husayiv lishtos. There are those who say that one is not chayiv to bench midaraisa unless he drank, if he is thirsty. So even though we learned before, and in yesterday's shir we were discussing that the chi of darais is if you're full, the rabbanon is if you're not full, there is a yesh omen that says you're not chayv to bench midaraisa if you did not drink, as long as you are thirsty, then you're not chayv daraisa. Memela v'tovli zor l'chadchila in miktsasan shasu and miktsasan lo shasu. So if you have a chabura that ate together, some people ate bread and also drank, some people ate bread and did not drink, shi'ivarech mi she'shasa. So it's better to have someone who has a chiyav daraisa lofi the shita, that only if you drank you have a chiyav daraisa. So it's better to have a person that's being motzi everyone in benching, who not only ate bread but also drank. Says the Mishaburis, if katan chavhe yesh omrim she'enu chayiv, the svir lehu they hold, the madir darish Rabbi Meir b'gemara, that which Rabbi Meir darshins in the gemara, the achalta zo achila, the savata zo shesia. So when Rabbi Meir darshins that achila refers to eating, savata refers to drinking, hakavana, the intention is, the imshasa li'achar achila oz chay levarich, that if you ate and then you drank, then you're chayv to bench daraisa. The imlav eino chayv ela midirabonon, and if not, then you are only chayv in benching midirabonon. There's a very important sharatzion over here, os yudches. This is the famous sheet of the Sefer Yireim l'Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimitz. However, v'rov ha-poskim svir lehu dahai drosha asmachta ba'almihi, most poskim hold that this drosha about drinking is only an asmachta, v'kavana satora v'savata svir mamish. So most hold v'achalta v'savata uv'irachta is you have to eat, be satisfied, be full, and then you're chayv mentioning daraisa. This shita is saying you eat and you drink as well, then you're chayv daraisa. But even those who learn the savata, meaning drinking, not everyone learns the way the Mishaburah is bringing, the way the Ramah is bringing down over here from the Yireim. The af im nomar de kazayas havi daraisa, even those who hold up by eating only a kazayas is daraisa. Now, if you hold the achalta v'savata uveirachta, v'savata is to be full, you're only chayv mentioning daraisa if you're full. If v'savata is to drink, then achila just means eating a kezayis. You're chayiv daraisa just on eating a kezayis, because v'savata doesn't mean to be full, it means to drink. So even if you say that kezayis is daraisa, because v'savata is referring to shtia, hakavana, the intention is, dim yochal o yishta yayin chayiv levarich. Most learn that even according to Rabbi Meir, that v'savata zu shesia, it's not that you need achila and shtia together, then you're chayav in benching daraisa. Rather, you're chayav to make a bracha achrona on achila, and you're chayav to make a bracha achrona on shesia. It's two separate things. V'hu bracha achas mein shalosh, and this is referring to the bracha of mein shalosh, the bracha of ala gefen, the bracha of ala milchia. According to that shita, that would be daraisa. That's the Beis Yosef, u'kefi masha be'aru achronim dvarov. V'chein mashma b'shitim mekumeses mefarish v'savata zu shtia hu inyan b'fnei atzmo. The shitim mekumeses also has learned that v'savata, meaning shtia, is not a hemshech. It's not that you need to eat and drink. It's two separate things. If you eat or if you drink, then v'savata, then you have the chiv to bench. V'chein mashma mitosas yeshonim yuma daf ayin tesam abeis soz v'maskel pachos. V'chein matzos yachakal behedi b'chlushu ramban al brachos daf memtes. U'be'emes kol ha-rishonim shezacharte b'b'arlochos sosim in kupe. All the Rishonim that we mentioned in the Bi'alocha at the end of Kuf Pei Dalid, Sha'achzu B'Shita Sarabinu Eliezer Mimitz, that they take on this Shita of Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz, the Kezayis Havi Daraisa. So obviously, the Achalta alone is going on V'Savata, is going on Uveirachta, V'Savata does not mean to be full. Ein Bekulam Echon Mehen Sheyiskor Da'achiyuva Hudafkim Shasa. None of them hold that you have to eat and drink. The Al Kurcha to Mefarshi Kabeis Yosef Ubetosis Shonam Kanal. So just to summarize, we have a machlokas in the Gemara, is v'achalta v'savata uveirachta, v'savata means kipshuto, that you have to be satisfied, then you're only chayv in benching daraisa if you eat and you are satisfied. Others say the shita we're bringing over here from Rabbi Meir in the Gemara, the achalta zu achila, the savata zu shtia, and then uveirachta. But there's two ways to understand Rabbi Meir's drasha. One way to understand it is you need to eat and drink, and then you're chayav to bench the araisa. That's the way the Ramah is bringing it down. But most other mefarshim understand this shita that it's not saying eat and drink; it's eat or drink. So if you eat a kazayas, you'd be chayav in benching the araisa, or if you drink, you'd be chayav on the wine, a bracha in the ein gimel. V'savata uveirachta. So that would be v'achalta or v'savata, which is drinking, then uveirachta. Those are the different pshatim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Chavav, v'hu ta'iv lishtos. The Rama said, you are thirsty to drink. This whole discussion of only being chayiv midaraisa if you eat and drink is only if you are thirsty. Dim eino sa'iv lishtos, if you are not thirsty to drink, l'kuliyama chayiv midaraisa at b'lishtia. Then everyone holds your chayiv midaraisa even without drinking. So it's only a requirement if you are thirsty that you must drink. And the post can bring down, in note 26, they bring it down, that halach l'maisa, if one wants to bench and he's thirsty, Rav Yashiv says that a yorei as dvar Hashem will not bench before he drinks. So therefore there is a very big inyan that if you're eating a suda and you're thirsty, that before you bench, you make sure that you get a drink, and that way you satisfy even the shita that the Ramah is bringing down from the Yoreim, that you have to eat and drink before you're chayiv in your benching daraisa. Sivkoton chav zayin v'tov lizor l'chatchila. Based on this, the Ramah told us it's best to be careful l'chatchila. If you're at a suda that some drank and some didn't drink, the one that's going to lead the benching, again, if he's being motzi everyone in the benching, should be one that drank who has a chiyuv d'oraisa, or it's a lomer. The lefi psaka mechaber mikodem, according to the psak that we just had earlier in the mechaber, the imyesh misha mechuyah bedavim d'oraisa, if someone has a chiyuv d'oraisa, sheyodei levarech, who knows how to bench, so mitzvah sheyavarech hu lehotzi acherim, there's a mitzvah for him to lead the benching and be motzi others. So tov lochosh gam l'shita zo. So we should also be concerned for this shita the Ramah brings from the Yoreim. Sheyavarech mi sheshasa achar achilasa lehotzi acherim. The same way the Mechaber said, one who is full should lead the benching, so too, according to the Ramah, one who drank should lead the benching. To whom uchuyah bevadai midaraisa, because then he's for sure a chayah midaraisa. Im lo sha'osan sheshasu ein yodin levarech. Unless, of course, the ones who drank don't know how to bench. Da'oz yuchal lehotzi then we could have the person be motzi others, even if he did not drink. Just like the Mechaber told us, it's a mitzvah, it's ideal, it's better for someone who is full to lead the benching. If he doesn't know how to, then the one who can motzi everyone else could be even someone who's not full. So to Avir, ideally, one who drank after his achila should bench and be motzi everyone, but if he doesn't know it, and only someone that did not drink, that's also going to be okay. Sivkotan chavches sheyavarech misha shasa. The afal pikein. Even so, let's say you line up the two things, the mechaber and the ramah. Meaning, in miktsasan ochlu lasova, some people at the suda ate till they were full, v'lo shasu, but they didn't drink. Umiktsasan lo ochlu lasova v'shasu. Some people didn't eat till they were full and they were drank. So you have some people that were chayiv daraisa lefi the mechaber and not lefi the ramah, and some were chayiv lefi the ramah, not lefi the mechaber. So who wins out? Who is the ideal person to lead the benching? So says the Mishnah Berurah, mutav sheyavarchu osan sheochlu lasova. It's better to choose someone that ate till he was full to lead the benching. The chayovim midaraisa ledas haposkim ashlo shasu, because that is the chayiv daraisa according to most poskim. Even if they didn't drink, if they're full, most poskim hold that is a chayiv this sheet of the Ramah is bringing down from the Mordechai b'shem Rabbi Elazar Mimitz. That is a das yachid, and therefore, if you have to choose between someone who ate till he was full and didn't drink versus someone who drank but he's not full, better to have the person be motzi others if he is full, even though he didn't drink. That is the ikker shita of the chiyuv d'oraisa. Mishahaya Saveya Kodem Shaochal, a person who went into his achila, he was already full, the ochal achila gasa, and he went ahead and ate achila gasa, shalohaya tsarech losa achila, he really did not need that achila at all, afal pikein, still, imnene grono meosa achila, if he was full, but lamaisa, he still got hano in his throat from the achila, mevarech olav lefano v'la'achra, he still has to make a bracha before and after that achila, umotzi achirim, he also can be motzi others. However, But if it's disgusting to him, he's so full that he's disgusted by the achila, and he gets absolutely no hanoah, that is an over-the-top achila gasa, and he would not be chayv to make a bracha before or afterwards. That's not even considered achila at all. L'chol mitzvah shabbatorah, l'gavi any mitzvah of the Torah, k'moshin esbar, b'simen tof ayin vav, u'b'simen tof reish yud beis. That concludes Simen Kuv Tzadi Zayin, and now we are going to, Mirtz Hashem, go through the entire Simen Kuv Tzadi Ches. Kuv Tzadi Ches is on page 202. Echad nichnas eitzel shlosha sha'achlu, one person comes in by three who already finished eating. The Mechaber says in Saf Aleph, shlosha sha'achlu, three people ate a suda, v'heim mevarchin, and they're about to bench. V'nichnas echad shelo ochal, in comes a friend who didn't eat at all. If he walks in as the person who's leading the zimun says nevarach shachanu mishalo, so une achrav baruch umevarach shmo tomei liolam vaed. He can't answer like everyone else baruch shachanu mishalo because he didn't eat, and therefore there's a special phrase that he says of baruch umevarach shmo tomei liolam vaed. That is if he came in and he heard the leader say, Nevarach Shachanu Mishalo, so he responds with everyone this other girsa. However, v'im nichnas k'sha'achirim onen Baruch Shachanu Mishalo, but if he walks in while everyone is responding to the leader and saying, Baruch Shachanu Mishalo, which he cannot say with them, ona achareyam amen, then he will just answer after what they say, amen. The Ramah says, v'chein b'chol ha-brachos sh'adam shomei achay lanos amen. Zok the Ramah, so too by any bracha that a person hears, he must answer amen. The Mechaber continues, v'imheim asara, if a person walks in and there's a minion that is benching with Hashem's name, so Omer, he didn't eat, so he says, baruch elokeinu u'mevorach shmotami li'olam vo'ed. So he again has a special praise that he says, with the Shem Elokeinu, but he does not answer Baruch Shachanu because he did not eat. It's not only if he comes in when they're about to bench that he responds with these responses, but Huadin, says the Mechaber, if he enters when they finished eating and he didn't eat with them, as they were finishing eating, he sat down with them but he did not eat anything. So he answers after the Mevarich, the Achar HaOnem, and after the answerers. And we'll see exactly what the Mechaber means by those last few words in Mirtz Hashem shortly. Back to the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Shelo Ochal. So three people ate a suda and they're about to bench. In comes someone who did not eat. V'im shosa, but if he drank, afilu lo nitztarif imohem klal, even if he didn't join together with them at all, and he can't count as one of the three for the zimun, but they don't need him for the zimun, they have three anyway, and lo maisa, he drank something, so yochol lomar baruch she'achalnu. Then he could respond to the mezamein, baruch she'achalnu. D'shtia b'chal achila, because lo maisa, he drank, drinking is included in achila, and therefore it would not be shekir to say baruch she'achalnu. So even though he wasn't mitztarif with them, and he wouldn't be able to be counted as one of the three, but since he's number four, and he drank, which is like eating, he would be allowed to respond the regular response of baruch she'achalnu. Umiyo, however, ba'asora, when it comes to 10, le'inyin askaras Hashem, in terms of mentioning Hashem's name in the zimun, she'omar baruch elokeinu she'achalnu mishalo, for this person who only drank, as wasn't mitzarif with him, for him to be able to say baruch elokeinu she'achalnu mishalo, nishara primegodim besafik ayin shadim, primegodim ends over the suffik, is drinking and not being mitzarif with him enough to respond with Hashem's name to the zimun of 10. Sivkotan beis ona acharav. So he said, if one comes in when three people are already benching, he ate nothing. His response is baruch umevarach shmo tomei liolam vaed. De'ein min haroi sheyia adam eitzel chabura shemazminim atzmon liten sheva v'hodoya yisparach. It's not appropriate for a person to be by a group of people that are getting ready to give praise and thanks to Hashem for who Yimonim is, and he's going to hold back from it. You can't sit there while everyone's praising and thanking Hashem and not join in the praise, but it has to be an appropriate praise, and therefore you would have to respond without Baruch Shachanu, but rather Baruch Umavarach Shmotami Liolam Voed. Sivkotan Gimel. The Mechaber said, V'im nichnas k'sha'achirim onim, if you missed the leader saying, Nevarach Shachana Mishalo, so you're not able to respond the Baruch Umavarach, but you come in rather while everyone is already responding, Baruch Shachana Mishalo, and you can't say that phrase. So then you answer Amen after they finish, says the Mishabur Rotzalomar, Da'oz lo yuchol lanos baruch. Then at that point, when you didn't hear the leader, you can't jump in and respond with everyone else. Kevan shelo shomim piyam mezamin, shebik shalavarech. Since you didn't hear from the mezamin that was requesting everyone to bless Hashem, so you can't join in the blessing of Hashem. Very important, Sharetzion Os Beis. V'avsha posaknu le'el b'simen nun zayin, even though we paskined earlier in simen nun zayin in the Mishabura, v'gam b'sov simen kuf even if you don't hear the chazan say Baruch Hu Hashem Mevorach, you could still answer with the tzibur whatever they're answering. And so too by benching. We said before, if you don't hear the leader saying the Baruch Shachan Mishlo, you come when everyone's responding, you join in the response. So why is it different over here? It's different. In those cases of Baruch Hu, or you ate and you're able to respond Baruch Shachanu, your response is identical to their response, so you could just join in while they are responding and say what they are saying. Which is not the case over here, where you're the odd man out, you didn't eat with them, you didn't eat anything, and you're saying a different response. They're saying Baruch Shachanu, and therefore you can't just join in by hearing them. If you hear the leader saying the Baruch Shachanu Mishalo, you could respond your appropriate response. But if you miss that, you only hear them saying Baruch Shachanu, and you can't say Baruch Shachanu because you didn't eat, you can't say anything, and you only answer Amen after what they say. Sifkat and Dalud, Ona Achareim Amen. You will respond, Amen, kechol ha-bracho sha'odom shomea mipi Yisrael, just like any bracha that one hears the Yisrael saying, he answers, Amen, she'tzaruch lanos, Amen acharav. You have to answer Amen afterwards. Ve'im shoma achakach mipi ha-mezamin kechachozav ha-omer baruch shachanu mishalo. So after the tzibur said baruch shachanu mishalo, and the leader responds baruch shachanu mishalo, tzaruch lanos odapam Amen. You answer Amen after him as well. Kechol habrachos, like any other bracha, sha'adam shomea mipi echad, that you hear from one person, v'chazav v'shama osa habracha mipi hasheni, and then you hear the same bracha being said by a second person, you say amen after both of them. So too over here, you came in while they were saying baruch shachanu, so you answer after them amen, and then when the mezamein says again baruch shachanu, you answer amen after him. Kosva Taz, the Taz writes, Im nichnas achar shekvar hisrila mevarech lomar baruch shachanu, if you come in after already the mevarech started responding afterwards, baruch shachanu, ein tzorech lanos amen, you do not have to answer amen. Aval kama achronim cholkim azeh. Most achronim say, like the Mishabru said before, the reason why you're answering amen is like you answer amen to any bracha. So you answer after the tzibur, you answer after the chazan, you answer after everyone. Masha'enke in the Taz argues. The Taz says the reason why you're answering Amen is because you can't be there when everyone's responding and you're not responding, and therefore you have to answer Amen. But after the leader goes back and says, Baruch Shachanu Mishalo, no one's responding, and therefore you have no reason to answer Amen either. According to the other Shitos that argue with the Taz, you always have to answer because you always answer after you hear a bracha. The only reason why the Tzibur is not answering Amen when the leader says Baruch Shachal Mishlo Tavoch Hayinu is just because we want them to stay focused for the benching that's about to start, so we don't want them answering Amen between the Zimun and the benching. But you're not benching, and therefore you would answer Amen. Sivkatan Hey, we said in the Ramah, V'chein b'chol ha-bracho sh'adam shomer, you're chayv to answer amen. Says the Mishabura, bein birchas ha-mitzvos, bein birchas ha-nenin. Whether you hear someone making a birchas ha-mitzvah, or you hear someone saying a birchas ha-nenin, you always answer amen. The Mechaber then said, if there were 10 people, you say, Baruch Elokeinu, Mevarach Shmotamid Le'olam Va'ed. Says the Mishabura, Sivkat and Vav, Hainu kesheshoma l'ha-mevarach, sh'amar nevarach Elokeinu. That's only when you heard again the leader say, Nevarach Elokeinu, so then you would respond. V'im shoma rak leha. But again, if you only hear the tzibur responding to the mezamin, omer rak amen belvad kanal, again, you would only answer amen. You would not say your different response with their response. Ubirchas nesuin onef. It happens to be a sheva brachos. You will say baruch elokeinu umuvarach shmo tamid liolam vaed shasimcha b'ma'ono. You would add in, like everyone else, by a sheva brachos, those two words, shasimcha b'ma'ono. Finally, the last Mishnah Berurah, which is on the last point of the Mechaber, which is a little confusing. The last line of the Mechaber was, V'hu adinim hayosham kishagamru milechol. So too, if you were there when they were finishing eating, V'lo ochal yimoyim, you did not take part in any of the achila, sakachu ona achar ha-mevarich, this is where you answer after the mevarich, the achar ha-onim, and after the answerers. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin, what the Mechaber means to say is, av sha'omar mitchilo im ha-mesubin baruch ha-mevarich. Even though you were there when the leader said Baruch Shach Nevarach Shachlach Nevarach Shachanu Mishalo, and therefore you responded your appropriate response of Baruch Mevarach, still Tzarech Lanos LeBasof Amen Gam Kein Achar Ha'unim. So even though you answered the proper answering that you have to answer, you also are going to say Amen after the Onim that are saying Baruch Shachar Mishalo, and you'll also answer Amen after the leader goes back and says Baruch Shachar Mishalo. So it turns out a person who wasn't eating there, he's going to be there when they say Nevarach Elokeinu. So he's going to say, after you say Nevarach Shachal Mishalo, you hear the leader say that, you're going to respond your response of Baruch Mevarach Shmo Tamid Le'olam Vaed, as everyone else is saying, Baruch Shachal Mishalo Tavoch Hayinu. When they finish saying their response, even though you were responding your response while they said their response, you're going to answer to their response, Amen. And then when the Mezamin goes back and says again, Baruch Shachal Mishalo Tavoch Hayinu, you're going to answer Amen to that as well. So you end up saying your response with two additional amens, and that concludes Siming Kuf Tzadi Ches. Amir Hashem, the next year we will begin Siming Kuf Tzadi Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.